And because on his part, all it is already done. All the promises of him, all the promises in him are yes and amen, right? That is why we have to learn how to receive it by faith. It's already done. It already belongs to you. But if you let things in the natural, these things that I gave you, doubt, unbelief, wavering, all the other things, they will hinder you. They will stop you from receiving what's already done. Hallelujah. It is already there, waiting for us, waiting for us. God don't have to go and look and try to find it for us. When he told you all things are ready, they're ready. Hallelujah. Because it is laid up for you, for us in heaven. It is laid up for us. And that's why we must. People make a big deal. Now listen, people make a big deal and then they go, you know, when you do something out of the ordinary, the eye get big and all that. They think if I can hang around, somebody got a lot of money, somebody got a lot of stuff, I can get in the right neighborhood. No, what you need to get in the will of God. Come on. And I don't know any better person to hang around than the Holy Ghost. I don't know any better company to be in than to be in the company of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. He's in me and I'm in him. And what better company can you get in? But what you have to learn how to do is cooperate, obey, do what he says, and don't argue with him. Look what he says. You got this up there now. Is that NIV? Do we have it? But whoso looketh intently into the perfect law of law that giveth freedom. Now notice how he states that, the NIV said. But who? Now notice what it said. But who? But whoever. Whoever does what? Looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom. What law? In the perfect law that gives freedom. There's only one perfect law, and that's the word of God. Joshua said, this book of the law shall not depart from thy what? Mouth, but thou shalt do what? Meditate in it day and night. And observe to do, once you meditate in it, observe to do according to all. Observe to do. Why you observe to do all? Because all of it's right. All of it's right and all of it's right to do. And all that will bring you benefit. All that will profit you. That's why if something in there wasn't right, he wouldn't have put it in there. So the perfect law of that giveth freedom and do what? And continue in it. Not forgetting what they have heard. Not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it. They will be blessed how? In what they do. That means whatever job, whatever task in life, whatever God called you to do, if he called you to be a janitor, you can be one of the best janitors ever picked up a mop or whatever the janitor do. And he can prosper you beyond your wildest dreams. Most people listen to what folks say. That old low-paying job, you can't make no money. Man, you all right there. That's your problem right there. If God called you to do something, found Gideon, he was out there hiding. And God called him. He thought he was a scum, a dog like me. And God called him mighty man of valor. What did Gideon wind up doing? Taking 300 men. Because he believed God. He got rid of his doubt. Hallelujah. You cannot allow circumstances, what people say, and situations that arrive in your life. You can't allow peoples to have that kind of influence over you, and you belongs to God. Amen. Can't tell you what kind of house and what size house you live in. You choose that with the, you and the word. Can't tell you what kind of clothes to wear. Stop allowing people to do that. Amen. Can't tell you not to pray and worship God. Don't let circumstances rise up and tell you, I don't have time to pray. I'm scared to pray. I'm this. Set that up. You must pray. You must obey. Hallelujah. If you want what God has, or you just hang around and just survive. God wants some people to rise up out of just getting by. Y'all ain't talking to me, but that's all right. Hallelujah. It's time for the saints to break out. Woo. Let me slow down here. I'm ready to stop anyway. All right. Verse 26, those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongue. You call yourself, I'm a believer. I'm a God man. I'm a God woman. And you don't even keep a tight range on your tongue. That's got that thing flopping all over your mouth. Up in everything. And not keep a range. Now look what happened. And not keep a tight range on your tongue. Deceivest themselves. And their religion is worthless. Other words, you're operating in the religion or in the faith realm, and you're not. He said, what you're doing is worthless. You're fooling yourself. You think you're getting somewhere, and you talk a little word here, and then you're flopping over here, talking all that doubt and unbelief. He said, that stuff is worthless. Come on now. Yeah, someday I'm going to do this. And my child, I just can't afford that child. I don't know. Come on. That stuff is worthless. Say what the word says. Stick with the word. Hold fast to your confession. Don't change. Look like all hell have broken loose on you. Look like everything going down the tube. Look like you're losing everything. Hold